every bump, every result. Length Bumps 2012 on Cam FM 97.2.
Riverbank, the 1 minute can has just gone. I'm just going to go straight over to Em to give us all the updates. Hello, Em.
Hi, Em. Hi. All right. You joined us back on the riverside. It's still quite cold, but, you know, it's good weather for rowing. Not too much of a wind. All very calm down here. So it's looking good. We had a very exciting M1 division with two technical rowovers and an overbump, so I'm sure you've heard. So it was all going down, and hopefully we're going to have a great W3 as well. So I'm going to pass to Tim, who's at first post corner, and he's going to go through the starting lineup for us. Tim.
Great. Thanks, Em. The starting ground has just gone. I'm going to run through the lineup quickly. We've got Newnham 2, followed by Darwin, followed by Wolfson, Downing 2, Clare 2, Peterhouse 2, Trinity Hall 2, Sydney Sussex 2, Clare Hall, Girton 2, Hughes Hall 2, Murray Edwards 2, First and Third 3, LMBC 3, Anglia Ruskin 2, Christ 3, St. Cat's 2, and Emma 3. I said the gun just went off, but doesn't look like much is going on. So that's your lineup for now. Hopefully, first place corner won't be as hectic as it was last time. The men's was absolute chaos. The boats hanging around afterwards, really trying to work out kind of who got bumped where and everything. So apologies if that came across a bit of a mess as well. Boats are being pushed out as we speak. Everyone looking nice and ready. That is the starting gun. So I'm watching Newnham at the front coming up close to me. They're getting, still quite far distance off, to be honest. But so it's a real sight looking down the river here. Kind of 18 crews, all trying to get off to a nice quick start. Anyway, Newnham come up. They are a good length and a half in front, two lengths in front of Darwin. Their timing is looking impeccable. Really, really getting ahead of Darwin here, who are heading slightly towards the shore. I'm not sure what the technical term for that is, but they're looking very strong regardless. Following behind, about a length behind, we've got Wolfson, who are really powering past. They are catching with Darwin. Length and a half behind, we've got Downing 2 with the purple oars. They are looking strong, catching Wolfson even. About two lengths behind, we have Clark 2. Just a minute, we're going to run back ahead, just behind Wilson. It looks like Downing are coming very, very close. It could be a bump. I'm running to have a look. No, it's not. It's not. They look like they've escaped it for the time being. So anyway, behind Clare, a good three or four lengths behind. We've got Peterhouse 2. Behind them, another length. We've got Trinity Hall 2. Both teams looking very strong as they approach first place corner. About two lengths behind Trinity Hall 2, we've got Sydney Sussex 2, who they are three or four lengths behind. They are
Tim, can I just come in on there from Grassy? We've just had a bump from Downing on Wolfson. But Downing have just bumped Wolfson at Grassy. So that leaves Clare coming through. Downing have just cleared out of the way, so they're going to try and go for the overbump now on Darwin. We'll see what happens there. Coming round the corner, we have got a couple more boats. Can you see anything more, Tim?
Yeah. We've got Trinity Hall coming very, very close to Peterhouse. We're looking in the next 15 seconds for perhaps a possible bump. And then three lengths behind them. They're getting very close to you, Lydia, so keep an eye on that one.
I've got Peterhouse and Pithole coming past me right now. We've got about a quarter of a length in it. The whistles are coming from the bank for Pithole. They're going to see what they can do with the racing line around Grassy. They've both taken quite tight lines. Pithole are gaining a little bit by bit. They're kind of grinding them down, but obviously their rudder is coming on a little bit later than Peterhouse. They're still going around Grassy. I'm going to follow them up and see what happens here, because there's not much in it at all. They're still pushing. The whistles are coming from the bank a little bit more. They're gaining. We've got a bump coming of Pit Hall on Peterhouse. I've just conceded. That is a bump. Pit Hall on Peterhouse. Let's see what's going on Ditton Corner.
Okay, well, I can just see Newnham going past. They're far ahead of Darwin.
We've got Marriott catching up with Hughes Hall back on first race corner. Coming at you now, Lydia, I think. So definitely worth keeping an eye on. It's getting very close here.
Okay. Back down the bank to see what's going on at Ruffy. We've got Hughes Hall closing in on...
Okay, sorry, just to cut in, I'm at Ditton Corner and it is looking like Claire 2 might get the bump over on Darwin, which is very exciting. Only at 3 places as they turn around the corner. Claire are closing on Darwin. They are taking much better racing line. They look very, very strong. I'm just going to run along and see what happens. Betsy, Grassy, what's going on there?
Grassy, we've got Murray Edwards. They're taking this tight line. They're kind of slipping off Hughes Hall a little bit. But there still could be a long way of racing to go for both of these crews. Murray Edwards are gaining a little bit of ground, but it's kind of taking and they're losing again. They're starting to tire a little bit, but we'll see who can come up with the goods at the end of this race. Back to you, Emma Bitton.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to pass over to Ollie to see what's going on with Claire and Darwin. Ollie, any news
from the
long
Thanks very much. Great, I've just had them go sailing happily past, many lengths ahead, and we do have Darwin and Claire here looking very exciting in a very loud crowd here, but Darwin actually look quite comfortable. They don't seem to be having too much difficulty, and they appear to be around a length ahead. But Claire are definitely trying very hard, but still a length ahead, a comfortable length ahead there. I'm going to follow them down. I'm right in the middle. I've got that length here. Do you want to pass back to you? What have you got happening there?
Well, right before my eyes, there's something very interesting happening between, I think it's Hughes Hall and Murray Eds. Murray Eds are coming up very, very close to Hughes Hall. There's only a length in it as they go around Ditton Corner. And I have to say, the Murray Eds look like they won this. And Ollie, it probably looks like it's going to happen on the long reach again. Hughes Hall taking a much better racing line down there. But Ollie will come back to you in a minute. Lydia, what's happening at Grassy?
I just got Emma rowing comfortably over at Grassy. I think we are at the end of the division now, so they're all coming down.
There's a bump on this earlier, because it happened quite early on, but we had Gerson bump Claire Hall. That was, Gerson bumping Claire Hall, right on first place corner.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Now it's looking like first and third are going to row over, which is fantastic news for them. LNBC nowhere to be seen. They're looking very, very strong. This is excellent for Trinity, and hopefully that's going to be a row over for them. Passing back to you, Grassy.
Yeah, I've got Gerton, the bumping crew, coming through with foliage in their hair now because they must have bumped pretty early. They're coming through proudly rowing with all their foliage, and that's about it at Grassy.
Okay, great. Ollie, can you give us an update? There were a couple of crews that looked like they might bump down there. What's going on?
Hi there. Right at the front, we have Darwin and Claire have rowed over. There was no bump there. It was close. We've got Sydney Sussex looking like they're going to row over because I'm miles back and we can see it looks like the result of a bump there between Murray Edwards, I think, but I can't see the other team, I'm afraid, but they're pulling over to the side. Back to you there, Emma.
I got some more updates from the start. Just a minute. I'm asking a stranger here. What happened there? Cat caught up with Christ W3 and bumped them very early on.
Okay.
This was after Anglia Raskin had to help a boat that crashed, I think. LNBC, possibly. I can't confirm that. I've got a feeling LNBC might have crashed. and held up Anglia Ruskin or something along those lines. I have to confirm that with you.
More time. We can now go right over to Ollie White, who is at the results tent, ready to give us an update of women's W3 division. Hello, Ollie.
Hi there. Hi. Thanks very much. I'm here at the tent, and I've got the running order for us. We've got Newnham rode over, Darwin rode over two, Downing bumped Wolfson, Clare rode over, Tithall bumped Peterhouse, Sydney Sussex rode over, Girton bumped Clare Hall, Hughes Hall and Murray Edwards and first and third all rode over, Anglia Ruskin bumped Lady Maggie, and Lady Maggie had an excellent crash, and Emma bumped Cats, and that's Emma rode over, and that's all I think.